Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, here is the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry. He's very excited that they have a new head football coach that skips around in the collegiate athletic world all the time, every other year or so.
Well, look, I think that, you know, you don't hate the player. You can hate the team if you like, but that's where we are in college sports right now. I'm hoping that Congress, they have the SCORE Act coming up this week, and that they'll start to put some sanity back in college sports. But I am so elated that Lane Kiffin is at LSU now. It's going to be great. They got a great press conference coming up. Our board of supervisors and our athletic director and our new LSU president have done a phenomenal job. It's going to be a great day when Lane Kiffin's on the sideline in Tiger Stadium.
So, for those of you who don't pay attention to collegiate sports, Lane Kiffin, big name out there, has been for a long time, has been the head coach of many successful and unsuccessful programs over the years, and he was coaching Ole Miss in the SEC and headed to the CFP, the College Football Playoff. But his name was always at the top of the list of the rumors for these other schools. So I'm not a big fan of all this coaching carousel stuff that happens before bowl games or championships anyway. But in this particular situation, when it's an intra-conference deal, when he leaves one SEC school to go to another, I think I'm less of a favorite. But my friend John Ziegler popped off on this on the X, formerly Twitter. And John, there's a part of me that just wants to get you going on this, press go, and just sit back for about 20 minutes or 40 minutes and have you go off on this, because it is a ridiculous situation and it harms college sports even further than it's already been harmed. And I know that you have a lot of thoughts on that. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. You're going to need about an hour.
I figured. I'm almost willing to give it to you because I'm pissed off about this too.
I find this story so fascinating, and it really has very little to do with sports or college football. It has to do with the nature of our society and where we are, where we're heading, what our value system is. But just, I think you need a little bit more context for how insane this is. And college football is a soap opera, right? Especially in the SEC. It's a soap opera. But this is the most ridiculous scenario that I've ever witnessed for reasons that I don't even think people fully understand. It's not just that Lane Kiffin got taken off of the scrap heap of the coaching industry by Ole Miss, turned them into a winner, and is now leaving for a rival before they play in their first ever playoffs. There's other elements to this. His daughter is hooking up with an LSU captain.
I know.
I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know it, except you told me it on your... Yes, I know it only because of you.
And then Kiffin has this you know, Groundhog Day Pope smoke coming out of the Vatican decision to make.
Yes.
While his son is playing in the state semifinals of the Mississippi High School Football Championship, which they lose by a point, and he played a crappy game. So Kiffin clearly didn't give a damn about his son and all this and all the distractions that that would cause, moving the family. This was clearly all planned way before he said he talked to God. He talked to God on Saturday?
Yes,
God
apparently.
Is an LSU fan, apparently. By the way, he went above God. After he talked to God, he then talked to Nick Saban. I mean, this is you can't get more insane.
No, yeah, so let me read the letter. So after a lot of prayer and time spent with family, and by the way, for those people, and John, you know this, if you're watching college football over the course of, you know, the last 5 to 7 days, I wanted to vomit the amount of times I heard Lane Kiffin's name mentioned on all the other games. So he goes, after a lot of prayer and time spent with family, I made the difficult decision to accept the head coaching position at LSU. I was hoping to complete a historic 6-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success and their commitment to finish strong, and investing everything into a playoff run with guardrails in place to protect the program in any areas of concern. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, despite the team also asking him to allow me to keep coaching them so they could better maintain their high level of performance. Unfortunately, that means Friday's Egg Bowl was my last game coaching the Rebels. So, in other words, as you pointed out, John, he's the victim here. Lane Kiffin is the victim, correct?
That was the most astonishing part of the whole thing. How Lane Kiffin, and this goes to what a society we live in right now, where you can turn yourself into a victim even when you are screwing over an entire state. And let's be very, very clear about this part, Mark. This is Oxford, Mississippi. There is nothing in Oxford, Mississippi.
Except for Ole Miss.
Except for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
The people that live there have been living. There are people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who have been waiting for this their entire lives. Their entire lives. And they get there. They're on the precipice of it. And he goes and leaves.
Okay.
He goes and leaves and turns himself into the victim here.
So why wouldn't, I'm on your side in this, but let me play devil's advocate. Why wouldn't you allow Lane Kiffin to complete his coaching, you know, career at Ole Miss, win this championship, and then move on to LSU? Why would the employer not do that, John?
I think you know the answer, but it's so hilarious that even people like Kirk Herbstreit, alleged, you know, credible commentator on ESPN, was making this exact argument. And I'm thinking, Kirk, you can't possibly be this dumb, because there are so many problems with that scenario. Let me just give you a couple. So he's going to LSU. The whole world knows he's going to LSU. And he's determining who's getting playing time and who's not getting playing time in the playoffs. Do you think that might be dictated by who is more willing to transfer?
Yes, of course.
To LSU?
Of course.
From Ole Miss?
Yeah.
That's just one. Not to mention the recruiting deadlines, the transfer portal. Not to mention, I mean, there's a million problems with that. I mean, it's absurd that anybody who knows anything about college football would even suggest that that was a possibility. And I think Lane did it. Lane's not dumb. Lane's a smart guy. Lane did it purely because that was his only way to become the victim here. And he has played the victim his entire life. And I got to say, even I was duped by the latest version of Lane Kiffin. I watched that ESPN documentary. I don't know if you saw it.
I have not.
It's basically the reclamation project of Lane Kiffin. I hope they never play it again on ESPN, because they basically, it's a propaganda piece saying that the old Lane Kiffin doesn't exist anymore. This is a new man. And what I think we all need to learn from this story is that a Tiger never, except an LSU
changes
Tiger,
stripes, yeah.
never changes their stripes. Then people never change after a certain age. And Lane Kiffin is not a changed man. He used the narrative of being a changed man to dupe an entire state and leave them out in the lurch when they had their one moment of time in time, their one moment of potential glory, and now they're screwed.
So,
and somehow he's the victim.
Marty
Give
Smith,
me a
yeah,
damn break.
Marty Smith from ESPN grabs him when all this is made, and he's kind of jokey with Marty Smith. He says this.
You know, this was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team. And at the end of the day, that's his decision. And I totally respect that. I understand that decision. And, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of luck, wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in, and totally respect that. So, you know, just really, really hope they play really well. and go win the national championship.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Rah, rah, Ole Miss. Do what you can. I'm out of here.
Well, don't get me started on Marty Smith, because Marty Smith, and he works for ESPN, which I despise, and I blame ESPN for all of this, okay? All of this. I hope that you and your listeners understand that all of this is connected to what ESPN did with expanding the playoffs. Without expanding the playoffs, this situation doesn't exist, because once we made the playoffs everything and we eliminated any significance to the bowl games, teams started firing their coaches as soon as they were out of playoff contention. That's the reason for this. This is all interconnected. They opened a Pandora's box that can now no longer be closed, a Pandora's box I was warning about for years. But as far as Marty Smith is the worst kind of quote-unquote journalist in modern, where journalism is dead. That's why I host a podcast called The Death of Journalism, where his entire role is to pretend to be a journalist when he's actually working for the agenda for ESPN, and oftentimes being told by ESPN to sell out his own demographic. He's the one Southern male saying y'all and dang gum. When in reality, when they need him, someone to sell out the white male demographic, the white conservative Southern male demographic, it's Marty Smith they go to. Perfect example of that, the whole Bubba Smith, the Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
The Bubba Wallace ridiculous situation involving the noose that wasn't racist. Marty Smith completely jumped the shark on that situation. He sold out every Southern white male claiming NASCAR was racist, and when he was wrong, there were no ramifications whatsoever. So now his job is to prop up Lane Kiffin, make sure people don't realize that the playoffs is a complete farce because his employers are the ones that created the system. And so he softballs Lane Kiffin, and that's the end of the interview, Mark. They hug.
Yes, I know.
I know.
But let me go back to Lane Kiffin and the whole situation of collegiate sports, because we got a quarterback who was injured part of the season at Mizzou, Bo Pribula, who made a controversial decision a year ago. You know the Penn State situation better than anyone. He leaves Penn State before they go into the postseason. So what? I hate this stuff, and I hate it with coaches. And I think there's one coach out there, I can't remember what school, where his school did allow him to go to the bowl game, and then he's going to start the new gig. But how do you fix this? Because on the one hand, the coaches have to be in a position, I guess, at this time of the year to make sure that they secure recruiting, etc. You have these players who are going to decide now in the coming weeks where their paychecks are going to come from and if they're going to be better at LSU or Ole Miss or Mizzou or wherever. It's a mess. I know that you think that we've ruined collegiate sports, but is there any way to reel some of this back in to offer some sanity?
Well, let me get there, because I want to address part of what you said there, because I think the most interesting thing going forward in the next couple of weeks is, will the Lane Kiffin example be taken by players as a permission slip to bail out of the playoffs? And I think that's what ESPN is terrified of. I think ESPN, because they own the playoffs, literally, they own the playoffs. If this creates a contagion where primetime players, we've already seen a couple of backup quarterbacks do it. You referenced that. And we almost had the starting quarterback from Tennessee do it last year. He'll basically pull out or hold out for more NIL money before the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Will we see a contagion? I don't have an answer to that, but it would not shock me. Because if you're a player that's on the fence and you see Lane Kiffin doing this, right, why would you not bail out of the playoffs? Why would you take a chance, especially if you're a low seed, you're playing on the road in a cold weather city in that first round? Why bother?
No, I'm with you. But, you know, John, I want to talk about this just in relation to Ole Miss and their national championship hopes. And I can say this as someone, you know, you mentioned the people in Oxford. We never realistically think we can win a national championship at Mizzou. However, we got a good program now and we can compete in the SEC. But you're in a situation with these kids and you're the head coach, and for a couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving and this decision that he's supposed to make, you're the focus. Can't you, as a professional, and you know, maybe some of this is put on Ole Miss and the administration and just the NCAA overall, but why can't you say, look, my goal is to win a national championship with this program right now that I've run for 6 years. We'll talk about the next step after that. But they can never do that. Why can't there be rules that say we can't do this stuff in the future?
Well, here's why it couldn't happen here. Because if you put yourself in LSU's position, right, they're not going to allow their coaching search to be completely hijacked by Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, what happens if Lane Kiffin goes all the way and wins the national championship, right? Now you're almost into February, and now you're going to rely on Lane Kiffin not changing his mind?
The logistics don't match up. I get that. Right.
There's just no way you're going to do that. So it's just impossible. And, I mean, this has all been a slippery slope. I'm a dinosaur. I get it. But as soon as we went expanding from the BCS system to four teams and now to 12 teams in the playoffs, and the instant transfers is really the biggest culprit here. Because if you didn't have instant transfers, the threat of having Lane Kiffin coach at Ole Miss wouldn't be as great, because he wouldn't be able to take all his players with him. But that's what he's going to be able to
do. Yeah, the landscape has changed significantly. John Ziegler with us tonight. He hosts a podcast called The Death of Journalism. Let me just set you off on one thing. I love when we can do this off of politics. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
By the way, too. But here's one for you that just cleared. The WNBA's latest proposal to the Women's National Basketball Players Association includes a maximum salary featuring a guaranteed $1 million base, John. Go.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that just cleared.
Is that true, or is that the onion?
No, ESPN is reporting this right now.
A minimum salary of $1 million?
No, it says a maximum salary featuring a guaranteed $1 million. Yeah, I guess so. It says it's $1 million base. Yeah.
I would love to see the details of that, but that's utterly insane. I mean, this is a league that's already losing money. Even with Caitlin Clark.
I know.
They get manna from heaven, and they're still losing money. They're subsidized by the NBA, and now you're going to give them that kind of a minimum pay.
Here's what they say, though, just so I'm clear. It says, under the proposal, sources tell ESPN the average player's salary in 2026 would be projected to exceed $500,000. The minimum salary would be projected to exceed $225,000. The salary cap would increase to $5 million in 2026, and then tied directly to revenue growth in each year of the deal. But that doesn't make sense the way they even wrote this story, because
it doesn't really matter the details. It sounds to me like it's complete financial lunacy.
Yes, it is.
It was already absurd. In what industry can you be losing money forever? You've never made a profit, never come close to making a profit, even though you get this superstar, Caitlin Clark, and you're going to hold out for an unprecedented raise?
I don't know how they do it, but they have ESPN on their side, John. You know that. That's one of the reasons.
Well, it really what they have is they have them hostage from the perspective of wokeism, right? Because, it has nothing to do with financial leverage. It has to do with political leverage and the fact that the NBA is terrified, so they'll keep subsidizing it.
Well, that's what
they don't want to be the reason that the WNBA goes under.
Yeah. That's exactly right. John Ziegler, it's always great to have some holiday cheer from the West Coast in you, John. And we'll do it again before Christmas. But I was so with you on the Lane Kiffin stuff from the weekend, and my head was about to explode every time his damn name came up. So I'm glad I gave you the format here tonight.
I feel much better.
All right,
I feel much better.
Yes, you lowered your blood pressure. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.